views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show that's about to shift you. You're listening to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hi.
Michelle, I just really want to take the first moment here to really acknowledge and celebrate the first ever of so many more shows that we are all about to share together and just honor and thank that personal power, like, you know, that empowerment, like that personal power that's about to rise up and explode from the synergy that we're going to experience from all these calls.
Yay! It's very exciting.
I know. Pardon me?
I said, and it's a Monday.
And it's just Monday. Like, yes. Michelle Monday has this thing with Mondays. And you know what? She shifted it. She just turned it right around and was like, from now on, Mondays are amazing.
Oh, they're the best. Love Mondays.
Well, if everybody caught that at the beginning, I really made quite the claim. I said, this is a show that's about to shift you. And I want to really focus on that because what is a shift? What is a shift? Like, it's a time to grow. It's a time to get out of our own way. It's time to expand our experiences and, you know, beliefs in our mindset. So I'm sure everybody who's walking around every day going, oh, I wish I could just get out of this, or I can't go through this anymore. I got to make a change. Like, that's the shift. And the way Michelle and I do this, this is why this show is very, very, very cool, actually, is we use a coachable moment and we put music to it. So though this is a radio show and you hear us talking a lot, you're going to hear some fabulous music, some like really powerful music. It's going to come in the form of just sounds that Michelle will be playing, music that we've written, and of course, Michelle's angelic voice. They'll be singing in the background. So just like everybody, you know, you might think, oh, I need to hear something, my favorite song. When you get into your car and you start driving and suddenly something comes on, you think, oh, wow, I needed to hear the song. And you start dancing in your seat and you're moving around and shifting. So that's what you're going to be experiencing through this, through all of our shows. Not just today, but everyone you hear from now on.
Yay.
So we've actually picked a really cool topic for today to begin this entire series. And we've picked time. Just like that, time. And with that being said, the reason why with time is, how many of us stop and think, and this would, you'd have to be present to do this, how many of us think we're living in the now? I wonder how many of us we actually, like Michelle right now even, I'm pausing because I'm living in the now. I'm thinking about, what am I thinking about this very minute? How do I feel? Not about, you know, yesterday and preparation for this or anything, or in the future, like what's to come, but literally take that moment to experience the now.
And that's the goal, because like a lot of people, I mean, not a lot of, we all, like, it's very, very hard to stay in the now. So if we can do that, it's pretty incredible.
I know. You come to think of how does what, I know right now I have some candles that are lit and the flame is actually helping me even to stay in the now, because it can only flicker and respond to the very, my breath that's being, you know, passed over it or what's going on. So actually, that's kind of cool. I never thought about that. The flame is in the now. So everybody, if you need to be in the now.
I love that.
Yeah, good thing we're
recording. I have a candle right in front of me too. And I was just thinking, as soon as you said that, I was like, that's beautiful. I love that.
Oh, see there, everybody.
See, we're in the now with the candle.
And we shifted from that. I often think, well, for me, it's when I'm washing my hair. That's when I really am in the now. I don't know why, but when I'm washing my hair in the shower, I'm thinking, I'm so present right now. First of all, I don't want to slip, obviously. But you know what? I think nobody can bug me. I'm alone. I'm fine. I can think. I want to clear my mind and really be present, because I think a lot of time we worry. It's probably more worry, and worry can be about the past, and worry can be about the future.
Worry. Yeah. I mean, I know I definitely work on worry constantly. One thing that helps, because it's just true. Like, worry just, I mean, it can just destroy everything, because you're either worried about the past, which you can't change, or worried about the future, which you're creating your memory right now. And if we're present, which I love that you are present in the shower, it's great for everyone to know where, ask yourself, where am I the most present? Ooh. I'm usually the most present when I'm with animals, because I'm just like, you're so cute. I can't handle you right now.
Because animals are in the present. Else.
Just want to kiss them and smother love them. Any animal.
Well, you know what? They're in the present. And I love that you brought up, it just made me think of something. You said that, I think you said the word destroy, or I'm thinking that you said the word destroy. And I was thinking, when you worry, you actually are taking a little bit of your confidence away, I think, because you start destroying yourself. You're wondering, you're worrying, did I do this good enough is really the question. Or will I do it good enough?
Or will I? Yeah. Or have my decisions, will they affect my future? That, I mean, I know this so strongly for myself. Like, I was very, very close to my Oma. Before she passed away, she said to me, if I could change anything, I would have worried a lot less, because she was a worrier too. And that just, I always think about that.
So we manifest
everything
that.
I believe, I still worry. And so I work on it quite a bit. So it's very important. That's why I have today tattooed on my arm. So I'm just like, stay here.
And that's the thing, the power of I am, right? Like that's our yeah. most powerful thing is the I am. And within that moment and in the time, like we thought, you know what, let's use time as the very first theme, because we really were excited to create the show. And of course, in our brains, it was going to happen, you know, yesterday or tomorrow, but it was, you know, but timing is also, it belongs to the divine. It belongs to the universe. Mm-hmm. The universe will create time in a much better way than we do. If we try to schedule things totally. In our world, it's not so great.
And I'm always calling them the puppeteers. I'm like, the puppeteers already know the show better than we do. Like, it's better than we can figure it out.
And the show is so cool, because the show is, we could not make it the way. And I think if we thought about, okay, so if you're thinking, okay, I'm worried about that email I sent yesterday, or I'm worried that they won't respond until tomorrow. So I put the past and the future in there. If we actually try to control that, we destroy that now. So I wanted to share a little poem. It's not a poem. It's the way Lisa writes. It's what Lisa writes. It's not really a poem. It's like, I want to be a poet, but I haven't quite got there. So I want to share that with everybody. Michelle, you've heard it before. You've seen it. It's a short little
poem. I love it.
Because I do the fun little reading, and then Michelle's going to play an amazing song for us later. And I just, yes. Okay. So now we all know I'm talking about time. So there's no, we've released the secret, but here it is. It's been hunted, wished for, stolen, valued, wasted, measured, questioned, but never captured and never mastered. Because we leave that to the puppeteers. It's time. We judge ourselves based on time. Are we early enough? Are we too late and missed out? Are we fast enough? Or are we comparing the speed at which we obtain? Like, what did you get? You know, accumulate, recover. Like, oh, she should have been over that. You know? Or are we, you know, the speed at which we grow, like all this compared to others? The present moment, though it is expressed as a time signature, is in fact oblivious to time. The present moment doesn't know time. It's just present. The judgment of time is irrelevant. Present moment is measured by emotions. And I have to repeat that because I love that. Present moment is measured by emotions, by alignment to one's own joy. Choice becomes the commodity of present moment. Like choice, like choose. Let's choose to live in the now. What are you choosing is the best and most valuable use of your time.
There you go. Oh, it's beautiful. I love it.
It reminds us of so much.
I love it. I think that's important for me to remember that constantly. I love when you wrote that and sent it to me. I was like, oh, I love this. It's so good.
I want to share with the listeners that Michelle actually really inspired that because she was going through a moment, and I definitely have done this a bazillion times, the moment where you go, I should be somewhere else by now. Why do I not have this? Where am I now? Like, oh, I know I do it. And I thought, gosh, that's something that really plagues. It can plague us. We can choose. We can choose not to.
Yeah. I mean, I hear people go through that if they're 20 or 70. It's not really, you know, and have accomplished all different various things, but we just put so much pressure on ourselves to be like, what am I doing? Where should I be? And I was definitely having a moment. And when you sent that to me, I was just like, yes, time doesn't exist because it doesn't.
Oh, that's perfect. Time doesn't exist. And, well, we do have a time here.
I was just going to say, except for we do have a time right now.
Well, I think that's what I do want to say is that schedule. You know, if I were to say to somebody just random on the street, hey, what do you think about time? Give me an information. So, tell me something that you think about time. They will say organizer, scheduler, time clock, calendar. They're, you know what I mean? They're thinking about a measured, like it's all a measured thing.
Oh, it's totally measurable. I think that's why people freak out so much about it. Myself included, like where that's actually a good thing. We should ask any listeners, if you want to email us at 423-SHIFT, just email us and say what your perception of time is, because we'd all say something different. And just what does that word mean to you? Could it be to do with age? Could it be? It could be so many things.
Yeah.
So,
age is a marker. You're right. That's what people must say. By this age, I should be here. By that age, I should be there. Or we're judging others. What do you mean? Especially when we think about people hitting stardom. Don't we? A lot of times, don't we say, oh my gosh, you're too old to even start that or do that, or they'll never, you know, be famous because of this, right?
I mean, there's so many. Everyone, you know, our perceptions are so different of what it is. So that's why I think it'd be really interesting to hear what. Whatever, because I know what I would say. So it's interesting to think what everyone would say. All right, well, we're going to go to break right now pretty soon.
Okay, yeah. So when we come back, I'm so excited because I'm going to invite you, Michelle, to play an amazing song, but also tell a story. So everybody wants to come back right after the break for this. Okay. Oh my gosh, the song's going to be gorgeous.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OWN Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OWN Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OWN Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, and we are back. I was so in this beautiful thought about time just as we were leaving there. And you know what? You know how we say a lot of times it's there's a window of opportunity? Like that's, you know, we hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, window of opportunity actually sounds like it could be it could run out, like it could be taken from us, or it was only given to a few special, like, you know what I mean? Like an opportunity sounds like if your self-confidence wasn't really up and you were always in the past worrying or in the future about that, I wonder if we could start calling it, and I'm just going to go for this, the window of possibility.
I love that because there's always a window of possibility. Like timing totally plays a role, obviously, but then we are, you know, we're living in our possibility all the time. Like there's constant, we're given choices constantly. So I think I love that. I love, I mean, what's possible the minute like we started talking about that all the time, it just made, like, even if everything seemed to be going wrong, it was like, okay, well, what's possible? And then it seemed like, well, this is, it just seemed like there was a kind of divine thing at play, and it makes it more exciting, and it makes, I mean, life more like a game than drudgery.
I love that you just actually joined choice and possibility. That's something you've heard I say that, and I love that, because really, as long as you know you have choice, like you see those choices, you're aware of those choices, and that's what offers you the possibility. Whereas I think opportunity, that might exclude some people, and I want everybody to know that there are always possibilities, because you can brainstorm those possibilities in your mind and in your heart and just allow them to flow. And that's actually why we use music too, because music, there is no judgment. There's no just opportunity with music with music. It just, it allows this possibility of the music could go here and it could go there. It could go anywhere.
Right? Exactly. And I think, like, with opportunity, it's not that I totally see what you're saying too, to be like, oh, that seems like it's like luck. Like it's only a couple people that get that. But I think it's all internal. So this is a big thing. Like, we've talked about this, not that we're talking about worry right now, but I feel it does go hand in hand. If we can diminish that, you know, we will, because we all know, and I'm sure every listener knows this, how powerful our brains are and our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings. So if we're in a better state and looking at everything with more question and wonder and possible, we're going to project that energy to allow,
and more,
you know, the messages to come to us clearer. So we'll see them, because sometimes we are getting messages of what to do next, but we're not listening because we're pretty bombarded
in that past or the future. Well,
yeah, exactly.
If we could, I think this would be a great time to share with everybody. Here's a short, are you ready to play that? Is that okay?
We have this
really, really cool. Oh, I actually really enjoyed writing the words to this, because I'm going to share this in case everybody doesn't know. A metronome, as you know, it keeps time. It the little stick goes back and forth, or it clicks, like a click, click, click. So that's what a metronome, for anybody who doesn't know. But this was something really fun to think, what if our heartbeat was the metronome for our thoughts, and it actually kept us present and in the now? So Michelle's going to play something that she's written some gorgeous music for. And if everybody can take in the words, take in the feeling, allow the shift to begin for you to keep you present. So we're going to play that for you now.
May peace have this dance. My breath is the metronome, keeping my thoughts in healthy time. One, two, three, and four. My breath counts the steps that take me through this stress. Not forced thoughts to just get over my worries or pain. My dance partner is relief, and this rhythm supports my peace. This song helps me to heal. Freedom asked me to dance, and I said yes.
Actually felt myself even shifting with that.
Yeah, I love that one. I've always loved that one.
That one.
We always say this about
it's always
I love it.
You know what really stood out to me in the very beginning was healthy time. What is it? Our mind and health, like the healthy thoughts, healthy time, healthy. If we were to give time a persona, like to say it's a healthy time, it's a healthy thought pattern, but. Because sometimes we can really have like an unhealthy time. It's unhealthy to be in a certain place in our minds and not on the now. And we're gonna start a story. And Michelle's got a really fun story we want to share with you, because we're all just getting to know each other here. This is, like I said, the first ever show. We want you to know where this really came from. And if we do have to go to break in the middle, we'll just do a quick little pause, and then we're just going to continue the story after. But Michelle, please, I would love for you to share that story about time with all of the listeners.
So this is about, like, I seriously think this is, okay, divine timing, time, all that stuff. So a couple years ago, a lot had changed. Like, I'm a musician. I've been a singer and artist for a very long time. And so a couple years ago, I was teaching and I was working way, way too much. And I decided to make a change. And so I stopped teaching at this one school. And then anyway, the whole point is I made a big, big change, and everything, all my jobs did not planned, but everything ended all at the exact same time. And of course, naturally, because, you know, I'm a human being, and I freaked out. And so I was like, this, what's going on? You know, this wasn't supposed to be like this, and all these things. So my mom, my amazing, amazing mom, wanted to go to this workshop. And I really didn't want to go. I had a terrible attitude, and just because I was feeling sorry for myself. And so we went to this workshop. Pardon me?
Which we all do.
Oh, yeah, totally. And this was the summer of mope for me. I was just like, oh, I'm supposed to be fabulous by now. And so anyway, we go to this workshop. And I don't want to be there. And I was having a great time with my mom, though. So anyway, the last day, it was a 3-day workshop, pretty intense. And then the last day, they're like, okay, what do you do? And I was telling everyone, oh, I'm a singing teacher. And no one really was that interested, probably because I wasn't that interested at the point. And then they said, well, what do you do? And I was like, well, I write theme songs for entrepreneurs. At the time, I didn't do that at all. It just flew out of my mouth. And then that day, a bunch of people were like, I need a theme song. And then I got home, I'm like, okay, well, I have no money right now and I need a whole studio. So I went and got, because I went and bought all the stuff for a studio. Everything was blind. I'm like, what are you doing? You have to be going out to get a job. Don't do this. And then, so anyway, I was like, I'm going to change my mind. So I joined 3 courses. And again, it wasn't in the 3 months that I was doing all these courses. It wasn't, you know, my life hadn't dramatically, massively, amazingly changed. So I was back in that place again. And I was on a call, this random, what was it? No, it wasn't so random. It was the call, a mastermind call.
Mastermind.
And the random part was who was on the call. So I was on a call through one of the courses that I was in. And this was one of those days where I was just like, I've got to go get a school job again. And again, feeling sorry for myself. And so it was, everyone's contributing on this mastermind call. And I don't know, I just didn't have, and one person was like, what do you think, Michelle, to bring me? I was like, I don't have any value to offer to this conversation. I couldn't believe I
said that too.
I said, so embarrassed. Like, I just look back, I'm like, oh, why are you being so lame? But then there was this voice. There was this kind, sweet voice that she said something that I can't remember what she said, but I just liked her voice. I got off the call and I emailed her. And which is so out of character for me. I don't do stuff like that. I'm not one of those, like, not a good networker. So anyway, I email her and I was like, thank you so much. I really liked your voice. And that voice was the voice of Lisa Barry.
Yay!
It was just, and like, it's funny because I live in Los Angeles. She lives in Toronto. I had found out we're both Canadian. I had no, oh, sorry. I didn't meant to say I was from Canada. I had no idea. I just liked her voice, and there was nothing, it's not what she said. It was just how she said it, and she was there. So anyway,
congratulate you on being present, because what happened was, if you just liked my voice, it was, there's a vibration and there's that being present, even though whatever mope state or anything, if we all, even in those moments when we feel like, blah, if we can be present, because that window of possibility will happen and you'll feel the shift from maybe even somebody's voice. So I like,
totally. And that's it. No, but that's exactly what it was. It was a shift. Cause I remember that day. It was so clear, because it was one of those days that just feels sticky and like, ugh. And like, you just feel, I was like, I shouldn't even be on this call, but for whatever reason, you know, I didn't have to go on it. I still did. And it was just, and then I wrote you, that's the part that's, cause I do not do that. So it was like something else was writing to be like, hey, we need to connect. And the crazy part of the story is, so anyway, we connect via email. then a couple, like, it was only, it was not that long afterwards. It was a couple of days afterwards. It was 5 in the morning. No, it was 5.
Because we have 3 hours difference. Yeah, we have three hours difference.
So it's 5 in the morning, and I'm laying there awake, like, all these stories of me panicking. But I'm like,
Oh, but let's sit on that just for a minute. Do you know, oh, gosh, how many people wake up with that worry, with that, oh, my gosh, I'm awake, and now I got to face this all over again. Like, that's a terrifying and lonely and unsafe feeling. And that this is why this story is so important for anybody who even goes through that. And like I said, we're going to have to continue in a bit. But you know what? That is very important to sit there. Like, I could feel it. I could actually, in another country, feel that somebody was feeling that it was that strong, because it's a very powerful feeling to have fear like that.
Yeah, especially when it's just absolutely debilitate. Like, I've had a lot of times like this. So it's funny how much has shifted in this past year, because these kind of feel foreign and they used to be quite common. Like, this was happening all the time. So,
a pattern of not being in the now that can actually start too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is more to the story, which I will continue, but,
yeah. So stay tuned how we get to back to the now.
Yeah. So it's, so anyway, yes, we will be back.
We shall return to the now.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
That story, I'm actually excited to hear it because I love reliving it every time.
You're so cute. It was okay. So back to the story. Yeah, it basically goes to how Lisa's magical, because she really is like magical and psychic and all these things. So it's 5 a.m. I'm laying there in bed freaking out. Oh, and I forgot to say, at the time I was doing custom music for all sorts of things. I was doing custom music for entrepreneurs and custom music for, which is all stuff I still do as well. But, and I had this business called Sleepy Baby Tunes, which is still such a cute name, but it was to create like custom lullabies. And at that time I needed an investor, and that's, so that leads to this part. So I'm laying there at 5 a.m. and I'm like, and I'm pretty sure it was Monday. And I was like, oh,
it was
doing. Yeah, it totally was. And I was like, what am I doing? I feel that heaviness on my chest. And then I get a text at 5 a.m. Who is texting me? And like, all my family lives on the West Coast, so it can't be them. And then I look, and I was like, I don't even know if I recognize the number, because I don't think I had your number in my phone.
Right, it wasn't perfect.
And I look at it, and it's like, hi, this is Lisa. I can't remember exactly what you said, but it basically was like, I hear you need an investor. Maybe I could be your investor. Maybe we could talk about it and let's talk soon. And so I was like, that's insane, because it was at the exact second. And so later, I think it was the next day that we spoke, I was going back to Vancouver and I was in the airport. And I mean, Lisa said one of the funniest things I've ever heard, but she was like, she was talking about becoming an investor in Sleepy Baby Tunes. And she goes, well, she calls me, she goes, you know, I'm not really into babies, but you did say this.
I know, I did. I said, I'm not really into babies. However, I really believe this is great. And just so all everybody knows, it's just because I don't have them and don't choose to have them, but they exist and they're awesome. I was just, that was funny from all the things. It was of all the things for me to invest in. But when you know what, here's the really cool thing again. It's like that window of possibility versus window of opportunity, because this could have been, if I was looking at like a window of opportunity, I would have ignored that completely, because I was like, Baby Tunes, lullabies, what? I don't even know about that. And now if it was for a cat, anyways, I know, but I was looking out of a window of a possibility, and the possibility existed, and something in me shifted to allow me to play safely in my brain and my heart together to say, in the now, right now, there's a possibility that something could be magical and work, and I want to act on it.
So yes, I had to. No, but that's exactly, because that's what she said. Like, we're talking. I remember I was in a loud airport, and every 2 seconds there was like, you know, they're telling, saying what flights. And then Lisa was like, but I think we can work together. At this point, we don't know each other. We know nothing about what we could do. And then the following week, there was a retreat in Arizona, and Miss Mopey Pants here couldn't go, for even though I could totally drive there. But I was like, I can't go because of whatever reasons I had. And then Lisa's like, you're going. And so she's like, we have to meet. You're going. So I drive there. And then we
and
meet.
And in the middle, just to preface this, and here's again for anybody who else has a fear and thinks they can't do something, let me just share this with everybody in the world. I love being alone. And this was me saying, yes, 11 women,
12, yeah, 11, 12,
12 women, a bunch. All in the same house. And I was that determined. So, and I had fear. I will share that with everybody. I was nervous. I had fear, but this window of possibility to me thought, is it possible that I could go and be fine? Is it possible that I could go and not die? Of course. Because so I really was running through in my mind, like, all what's possible here? Not, is this an opportunity? So if anybody is out there thinking they might be able to do something that they do have fear, question it, just start to say, is it possible that and Michelle was like, is it possible for me to actually get here to go to this retreat? And I'll let you continue.
Well, it's exactly that, because that was the best thing. And it wasn't so much about, it wasn't the retreat we were going to. It gave us an excuse to meet. Yes. Because like I said, I'm in Los Angeles, Lisa's in Toronto, and Arizona's not that far. So, and I had all these excuses because I was in that real fear place then. And I was like, oh, I can't go. I can't like miss whatever it is I was missing in 3 days. And then when something through our conversation, I was like, I have to go. And so I was like, I'll just drive. And the really funny part was I brought every musical instrument I own and put it in the trunk. I never took it out, but I wanted it to have Sedona energy. So I still think that's really funny. I just had everything in the car. But so anyway, it ended up being amazing. Even before meeting Lisa, I'm driving through the desert, and you know, the desert's a pretty magical place. And it was just, it was like sunset. I was listening to Matt Kahn, and I was just like, you know what? This is where I'm supposed to be right now. Like, and right now, like a week before that, didn't even know Lisa, didn't know she existed. And here was this person. And I thought, you know, there's lots of things about my career that I thought would be way different. And nothing that's been wonderful has happened in how I little drew out the little plan. And I'm not saying it's not, it's totally good to visualize and manifest and all that. But my mom always says a great thing. She goes, this or something better. And I think meeting Lisa was the or something better. Yeah, she always says that. She always goes, I'm like, I want this or something better.
Oh, I'm going to add that to everything I say now.
It's so true, though, because there's a bigger plan. And I feel like that's what it was meeting Lisa. And I'm nervous. I'm driving up there. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, what if we don't get along? Like, what if we're weird to get, like, you never know. People are strange. And then
window of possibility. What if it's possible we could end up being friends and do something to help others? That's amazing.
And that's exactly, I remember driving up to the airport and then And Lisa had this, her big blonde hair and her little scrubs. And like, it was just so cute. And she gets in the car and we knew each other for a week on the phone. And it's like, we knew each other forever. And then that night, we stayed in this terrible hotel because it was the Super Bowl. So there was no hotels. But anyway, the next morning, like, again, we don't know each other and we have to drive to Sedona from, Phoenix. And we wake up in the morning and I was like bragging about how I can get up in 2 seconds and be ready in 2 seconds. And she calls me. She's like, hi, I'm at the car. And I like was still in bed. And so I washed my hair. There's no soap.
There are so many possible things that, like, again, that a fear came up for me even that first night, because for myself to think what if I don't sleep, then I'll be tired and then I won't be able to think and then I won't be myself. And of course, I'm one of those. Again, we project this if we're not in the now. So each one of those moments, first of all, it was fabulous. It was great. But mind you, we did not sleep that well. The bed was horrible. However, I kept thinking, what's the possibility that I'll be okay? What is the possibility that I'll wake up and I'll be so happy in this moment that I won't feel tired? So again, just always asking that question, even in the moment of, like, when Michelle, you're either nervous or mopey or before, but then that being in that moment allows so much to the or better part to show up.
The or better, exactly. And it ended up all being or better. Speaking of time, we were super late. Like, we were super, super late to the retreat. And not saying that's a good thing, but we had an amazing drive. And there was so much ridiculousness. But we bonded so much just on that short little drive. It was like, timing. It was all stuff that was absolutely not planned. And
if I recall, our map showed 7 fake Starbucks locations and we
fake Starbucks.
They did not exist and we were chasing ghost Starbucks locations. And we were like, it's possible that we will get our hot morning beverage at some location.
It was exact. So that whole trip, and there's so much more to it. And we've had, like, you know, basically we could have a million stories of synchronicities and timing, yeah. But that one just stood out so much just because it was everything. Actually, you know what it reminds me of? Years and years ago, I was hired as an executive assistant, which is absolutely hilarious. And I ended up being terrible. Like, I was horrible. Like, at the time, it was like early 2000s. I couldn't type and all this stuff. And he was a coach, and he still says that I was everything the company needed. Nothing he wanted, but everything the company needed. Because I ended up becoming, like, he called me a market evangelist because I go talk about him all the time. And I get paid to go to parties. And that wasn't intentional at first. But he's like, you're so good at connecting and talking with people. But I was terrible at all the administrative stuff. So nothing he wanted, everything he needed. And I kind of feel that, not that, I mean, this became wanted and needed, but it was just so unexpected. Like, it's my world changed overnight after meeting Lisa, and everything I did changed. And now, even a year and a half later, artistically, I'm doing everything I've wanted as well. So it's just sometimes things happen in the weirdest ways, and trusting that there's a divine timing. I think that's trust plays such an important role. And like, you still have to do your dailies and all that stuff, but
you know what I love the most about trusting in the moment is truly is when we write our music, which are coachable songs, like, they're coachable moments and they are set to music. What happens is I'm in that very moment. So I'll have a client and I'll hear them. I'll hear what the pain, like, their situation. And I actually feel it. And I sit down privately on my own and I really go through the emotion present moment. I feel it in my body. And I never, ever doubt that once I send these words, these emotions to Michelle, I know that she will be so very present and in the moment and create the perfect sounds, the perfect music, the perfect, she will, out of her mouth will come the most perfect voice to match the vibration of the desired shift. So it's not that we start off feeling what somebody's going through, like, you know, these real problems, like these real true emotions that are very hurt, painful, difficult, heavy. And what we do is we go for that. I always trust. I trust in the present moment will bring me to the desired shift. And I trust that you will always do that. I think that's something that's, so we don't want to miss out on that, because if I was stuck in that, the worry of somebody's or my own's problem or the future worry, we wouldn't be able to come up with these very helpful, moving, shifting songs. And I really want everybody listening to feel like, check in with yourself where you are. Look back. And you know what? celebration is probably one of the most exciting shifting things. If you can look back at a time in your life where you really, really pulled yourself out of a moment, even if it's a simple thing, like you screwed up dinner, you make dinner and you burned it. I don't know, you measured something wrong or something, but it turned out okay, or you succeeded, or you pulled yourself out of that moment. It didn't feel so bad about it. I want you to celebrate in that, because celebration will keep you in the now and ready for a mindset shift, an expansion, or a growth.
I love that. Celebration keeps you in the now. I love celebrating too. And actually, today in the States, it's Memorial Day. So,
awesome. Oh, that's right. Yes. You know what? We had ours a week ago. So, but you're right. Celebration does you. And I think maybe, I don't know, let's ask you, when they wake up in the morning, no matter what you're feeling, just go, woohoo, I made it.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. See, a present moment you forget. Well, you know, we're trying to capture our dreams and stuff, but you know what? Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate the moment. And during this moment, why don't we celebrate commercials right now? And we will be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
All right, we're back. Woo! So I love sharing these stories because, as it being our first show, of course, it's nice to let everybody, you know, get to know how we came about and why we do this. And really, I mean, we were talking about this even yesterday. Everything that we've done or created is because we've actually gone through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I actually think that so much of my freak out transformation has happened this year. I mean, I know all, like, you know, we can all be like, I've read that book, I've done that healing, yes. Done it all. But I being so in a weird way forced to really work on this stuff every day. And like, like you said, we've created it for our own healing as well. And I've just noticed such a massive transformation in my life just by really being present and having fun. Like, Lisa and I have a lot of fun. Like, that's important too. And that has to go with celebration, I think. I don't think it's meant to be so heavy down here.
Yeah, exactly. But you actually just remind me of something. I have to share this. So we all in our lives, we're drawn to something, whether it's vibration or, okay, judgment. But Michelle came up. We had this really cool shows and everything set up. So she flew up here and she was excited because she had this book she was going to give me and she was going to buy it too. And then we were both going to read it. Well, I was all excited because I knew about the title and everything. And then when she brought it, I looked at the cover and I was like, ugh, I don't like that cover at all. It's quite, I don't want to read it. But this is the most helpful thing. Because of my commitment that if somebody gives me something, I would always try it, you know, whether it's, you know, even food or a gift or jewelry. I'm going to wear it once. I'm going to try it. Well, I can't, you know what? I just feel that out of respect and of gratitude. And so anyways, I have to say to everybody, if always give a book a chance, because this book, oh my goodness, Window of Possibility was the one book that's probably been the most influential and life-changing, shifting book I have read. Every book I already, from back to back, I was like, or back to cup.
It's an amazing book.
It really is. And I was so, it was so funny. You know, what's really even funnier is that I didn't love the picture of, I love flowers, real flowers, but pictures of flowers. And they had pictures of flowers all over this cover. And I thought, why would they have flowers? It didn't make sense to me. But you know what? Again, it's that, I guess what I think that, though the theme of the show is about time and being present and in the now, it's about checking in with your state of the now. It's like, what state am I in right now? And I think that's why it's important. And I'm switching our theme. I'm not switching. I'm adding to our theme, the more part, because I think checking in with the state of your thoughts and your feelings right now is probably the most helpful tip from this entire, this entire show is, you know what, everybody, check in right now. Check in with your state. Where are you now? Are you thinking about the future, the past? Are you with us right now? Because we actually have something to help you with it. Where are you right now, Michelle?
Oh, I'm happy. This is fun.
I know.
It's kind of like our conversations on the phone just now on the radio. It's great. I love it.
We usually tell a lot more cat stories, and we promise we will later. But
we have a lot of cat stories.
Speaking of future shows, we are going to be having so many guests that have amazing stories. Hands down, stories matter. We say this multiple times that stories matter. And then when guests or friends or people share those stories, that's why they do what they do. That's why they are who they are. And so
I'm so excited about the guest. We have like an amazing lineup of guests too that are going to be, they're all incredible.
They brought us tools that we've experienced or done or vice versa. And also because we love fun stuff, and we just mentioned how we love celebrating. Well, we also are going to be including prizes and gifts and invitations to things along the shows. And we want to have a gift for people to use their perception of time.
And it doesn't even have to be just a simple thing. Like because time means for some people, time's like being late driving in LA traffic. That would be me. And that's usually me not leaving on time. My mom always says to me, she's like, what does she say? Expand time. I swear it works. Yes. So it really does. But what your perception of it. It could be age. It could be so many things.
So have them. Let's do something right now because it's really fun and we want to celebrate. So we want to celebrate everybody who's been able to share this time with us and listen. So email us or write, go to our website, and it's 432shift.com, and just go to the contact thing. Say, hey, I listened to you. I was there. This is what I think about time. And we're going to send you a lovely gift of the song that we played. And we are just about to play a really cool song called Align, because we want, you want to be aligned so that you can be present. You can live in the now. So, I wish I had actually asked you, Michelle, are we lined? Yes. Are we aligned?
Yeah, we're lined up. We are aligned for...
So, let me preface this. So when you hear the song, I am going to give it a little bit of an explanation first.
That would be it. All right. Well, actually,
When we do listen to this, I want everybody to know that each line is written for each chakra. So it's almost like this is meant to empower you. Feel your power. So each line is a power statement for each chakra, and that way you can be aligned. You can feel the alignment. So when Michelle is ready, she just lets me know, and then we can play it.
Right? There is aligned is not aligned at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So it's doing something. But actually, if you do write us, we will send you aligned, and you can listen to it in your own time. Yeah, because it may just take, it's doing.
Well, with this one, actually, I got to tell a story about this one. Funny enough about the baby tunes, I love nursery rhymes and Christmas carols. Christmas carols, I'm so obsessed with. I think they're awesome. And so I said to Michelle, we need a Christmas song. And so this actually started as a very bouncy you know, follow the bouncing ball kind of song in my world as I wrote each line for each chakra. And when I sent it to her, she just waved her magical Disney wand over it and made it so big and beautiful and transforming, so that when you do listen to it, you really love that. So in the now.
It's very in the now. This is why you gotta laugh. Oh, it's funny. So it was a line, and now line's playing a joke on me. All right. But,
well, the neat thing is that we have so many of these songs. These, like I said, as a coach, so I'm a life coach and I do nutrition, but really, honestly, I can tell you after years and years of doing this, people aren't going to follow a diet for very long unless we find out if they want to. And the want is an emotion and it's a desire. And so I end up coaching. You have to coach people to eat what they want to eat so they're healthy. So in this, I've taken all of these major obstacles or challenges or, you know, temper tantrums, as I like to call them, epic temper tantrums that we throw with ourselves personally. And we've created a song to go with like the whole coaching session. We squished it into just one song. Like, you know, when you hear a hit song and you're in one mood, and then you listen to a song and you're totally transformed. It's like, I like listening to Tropicana Latino channel.
Well, and very good news, because we are running out. We are, speaking of time.
Yes.
I do have it lined up. It is ready. So okay. We can play it before we go out.
Here we go.
So like Lisa said, it's all aligned to the chakras. We have a video about it too.
Yes. So, okay, here it is. I'll shush.
My root to cry and above swirling around and around. I feel the love. I feel the love. I feel the love. It just flows like the wind, and the crazy snow, then you know.
Generously, I accept who I am and connect with the world. I stand confidently as I feel joy and peace, expressing truthful song in harmony. I imagine and I'm creative and I'm aware of my wisdom. With my aura shining brightly, I am connected to pure bliss.
To cry and above, I feel the love. I'm alive.
How can you not feel aligned with that?
Oh, that was like perfect.
Yeah. You know what? And that line really bounced up to me about connecting with the world, because that's what we're all right here. And that synergy I talked about at the beginning of the call, from all of us coming together, listening to this, going through some stuff, like in 1 hour, we can go through so much, change our moods, get aligned, be in the now, stay connected, and then know that next Monday, we can do it all over again.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for listening this week. And write us at 432shift.com.
432shift.com. It's the same now. Thank you, everyone, so much. And thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Lisa. And Om Times.